Do you have their address?
Address.
Do you have the phone number of the social service?
No, but they got my phone number.
I'm gonna call the social service and take Grayson home with me. That's the only hope for the little thing, get him away from Greg. Man. Hey, I love seeing you folks. I do. I love coming down here. I love it. I appreciate everybody praying for me. I'm getting better. I'm getting better. Last week, I was in Carlisle, Ohio. And anything good come out of there? Interstate 75 going south, going home. I don't like north. Did you know it's scripture to go south? Read the book of Acts. It said, arise, go towards the south. Y'all don't get nothing. My wife is a lot better, thank the Lord. I'm glad she's taking care of me. And a lot of you know that I had cancer. No, I ain't going to say that. Never mind. But I had cancer. I had a growth come up here, right on my face. And when they did a biopsy on it, it was cancer. But when they removed it, a nerve went from here right through the thing. That made my mouth draw down like this. And my eye wouldn't shut. My eye literally wouldn't shut. And I had a drain tube back here. And my whole side of my face was numb. And I appreciate what Brother Billy said. Sometimes you think, I'm the most optimistic person in the world. I believe God made this body.
Yes.
Psalms 107 said he sent his word and healed them.
Right.
I'm like a basketball. If you take a basketball and fill a washing tub up full of water, and you push that basketball to the bottom of that bottom of the washing tub, what's going to happen when you take your hand off? It'll just pop right back up. Well, that's me. I just pop right back up. And I give God the glory for it. Thank God. I was getting there for a point in the time, and I couldn't eat, and I had these great big ulcerated sores in my mouth, as big as my thumb. And I don't mind telling you, I pride myself in having a little bit of patience, not a lot, but a little bit. Doctors, 58 years I put up with you. And she's put up with me too. But they have no follow through. In years gone by, it's like they had a mission in life. They cared about people. I'm not saying all of them don't. But I'm saying we're losing a fast pace on caring for individuals.
Amen.
Well, let me tell you what happened, and you'll understand what I mean. Three specialists, the surgeon, the oncologist, the radiologist, you listen to them and you think you ought to just do what they say. And if be honest with you, sometimes you override the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
We don't always obey the Spirit of God like we should. So I had the removal of this, and I get into the message in a minute because I want to preach. They removed the thing, told me I had to have it was cancerous, that I need to take radiation and chemo. So I agreed to it. I agreed to take chemo and radiation. Nobody ever mentioned to me at any time about a feeding tube. Look at my eyes now. Nobody mentioned to me about a feeding tube. Three specialists, they did not mention their feeding tube. Everybody understand that? Let me say it one more time. Nobody said anything to me, Kelly, about a feeding tube. So I took the chemo, took the radiation. I had these 17 of them? Radiations. My mouth got these big ulcerated sores as big as my thumb. And I couldn't even open my mouth. I couldn't eat. I couldn't do anything. Couldn't even put food in my mouth. The lady, she said, we need to put a feeding tube in. I said, do what? We need to put in a feeding tube. I said, no, we're not going to put no feeding tube in.
Yep.
I just flat said, no, I ain't putting no feeding tube in.
Yep. Amen.
When I was in there, this man said, he didn't know me from Adam, and after I introduced myself, he's talking about a feeding tube, and he's pulled his shirt up and said, I've got a feeding tube, and said, it leaks all the time. Talking about all the problems he has with a feeding tube. So needless to say, this made me, and I love what Brother Billy said about desperation. If we get desperate enough, like Hannah, and by the way, she didn't want no little runny-nosed girl. She wanted a boy.
Uh-oh.
Well, read it. She wanted a little boy. Look at y'all's faces. Your countenance failed. But she wanted a little boy. Okay, God give her a boy. Give her Samuel. But out of desperation, and it says God closed her womb. You can have relations all you want to, but it takes God to give a baby. Amen. Say amen to me. Okay, get off of that. All right. So in desperation, my wife and I, we got prayed, and the family got to praying about whether to have, what to do about, I quit my chemo, quit my radiation, just quit it. I ain't taking no feeding tube. Okay. A man come to show you, and I'll show you what I mean by this message just in a minute. The boys came. You don't know, boys, what that done for me for y'all to come to my house. They gave me a card it's priceless. I wouldn't take nothing for that card they brought me. It's in my office. A constant reminder of how we all need to be encouraged. Yes. A constant reminder of how we all need to be help each other. Amen. A man came to my house. He's my next door neighbor. He said, told my wife, I think I was in my study. I come up here, he's sitting in my living room. He said, I heard you've been sick. I said, yes, sir. And he said, well, I heard you had cancer. He said, we're going to get you well. And he went to his house, came back to my house. I want you to go open your Bible right quick. Book of Genesis chapter 1. Everybody, go to Genesis chapter 1. I want to show you this. Now listen, Genesis chapter 1. Everybody get there. Genesis chapter 1. And I want to read this to you. Ready? Genesis chapter 1, verse 29. I'm going to be lengthy. Genesis chapter 1 and verse 29. Ready? I want these boys to write it in your Bible. And God said, behold, I have given you every, say it back to me, herb-bearing seed. What do we do when we eat an apple? You peel the peeling off and we throw the core what? Away. Don't eat the seeds, do we? Now watch. God said, behold, I've given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the earth which is in the fruit of the tree, yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Now, I believe that verse. I've always believed it. All right, but this man brought this stuff over to me, and he said, I want you to take this 7 times a day. Then I want you to take it for a week. Then I want you to take it 14 times for the next week. And then the next time, 21 times a week. Guess what they was? Ready? Apricot seeds. Apricot seeds. But they're a special kind of seed. All right? He said, now I want you to listen to me. God made this body. Will y'all agree? It's not the will of God everybody be healed. Right. Or there be no death. Thank God that, I understand to be absent from the body, present with the Lord. But it's not the will of God that everybody just be healed. Right. All right. I do believe we ought to take care of everybody the best we can. It's the temple. I asked this, what is that person that, Kelly, what's the person that looks after your blood? What are they called? What? Phlebotomist. Your blood. Hematology. Leviticus 17:11, mark this on your Bible. Leviticus 17:11, the life of the flesh is where? In the blood, and I've given it to you upon the altar. So if the life of the flesh is in the blood, where is the soul? Where does the soul exist? Where does the soul of a man exist? I've seen untold corpses. That's just a body that lay in there. It's the spirit and the spirit and soul's done left it, right? So, but where does the soul exist in an individual? Hebrews 4, verse 12, the word of God is quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the discerner of the heart, the intent of the heart, even to the marrow of the bone. You can't get no sinner than in the marrow of the bone. Everybody will tell you that the blood is manufactured in the blood is in the bloodstream, right? There's oxygen and all the other kind, but the blood is manufactured in the marrow of the bone. Okay, enough of that. So the hematologist told me this. I said, if the life of the flesh is in the blood, if you get your blood more cleaner, wouldn't it be more healthier? How many of y'all agree with that? Yeah. If your blood is more cleaner, wouldn't it be more, say it,
yeah.
Healthier, okay? So they give me that apricot, and by the way, I go back every week and have my blood tested. This will make you shout. I go back every week and have my blood tested. The lady come out there and she said, Mr. Sisson, She said, I don't want to see you for the next 3 months. She said, your blood is perfect. I scared her to death. Y'all go ahead. All right. Knowing that God cares about me every phase of my life, I want to run my race, finish my course, and I want to die well. I don't want to be a has-been. I don't want to be used to be. I don't want to be sitting on a shelf somewhere. I don't want to be in an embryo state. But listen to me. If God put it out there, we're killing our own selves. We're killing ourselves. I know people don't believe this, but hey, y'all ever eat at Wendy's? You don't know what you're eating. Or any place else. Amen. Say it right there. You don't know. So everybody talks about, brother, sister, we ought to eat healthier. We ought to eat healthier. All right, if you go somewhere, if you buy organic, how do you know it's really organic? Do you understand what I'm saying? I've had this, Doc, you can't believe your wife come to my house, and she is so much better after she left. I really did. I think she was, anyway. It's the material I got to work with. Listen to this for a minute. Just listen to me. If the life of the flesh is in the blood, if we got our blood more cleaner, wouldn't we have more, wouldn't it produce better cells, white cells and red cells? All right, but it's like the COVID thing. It's like this, whether to take the shot or not. I told him, I said, I'm personally, it's my conviction, I'm not taking that shot. All right, but I said, by the way, if you go down and buy Kroger food or any other food and bring it to the house, how do you know you're getting what you bought and where it was raised at? Y'all looking at me like a calf looking at a gate's been left open. I'm just trying to get you to see that we're killing ourselves. We use pesticides, runoffs, everything in the world. And by the way, they told me now, they said you got a little bit of, what is that stuff, Mary? Roundup. You got a test of Roundup in your bloodstream. Where in the name of heaven did I get any Roundup in my bloodstream? Weed killer. How many of y'all ever used weed killer? Didn't use a mask? I guess we all have sometime or another. Would y'all agree? Now they're saying I've got this in my bloodstream. Okay, that's enough of all that stuff. But I'm going to an herbalist, and I'm doing 100% better. Amen. I don't have the energy I used to have, but I'm going to get it back, Miss Chris. Hey, open your Bible. Now, I want you to read this. I want you to read it for yourself and get your own convictions about it. Go with me right quick to the book of Exodus, right fast. Hurry. Now, I want you to take notes on me, especially my young fellows back there. I want you to watch. In the book of Exodus, I want you to read with me now. Exodus chapter 17. Make a note of it, everybody. We know that God breathed into Adam, and Adam became a living soul. We know that. All right, we know that God literally drove them out of the garden. We understand that. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Wherefore sin came in the world by one man, death had passed up unto all men. All right, we know that man is under the sentence of death. We know that. All right, but we know that Jesus tasted death for every man. All right, there's Brother Billy Miller, which I love with all my heart. But I want you to listen to this. Brother Billy is susceptible and capable of doing anything. Right. Whether you believe that or not, I can't help it. So am I. Even though I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, not hope so, not guess so, sis, I'm going to heaven. My name's wrote down the Lamb's Book of Life, but I'm in a flesh that's my enemy. Amen. Listen to that. You want me to say it again? I'm in a flesh that is my enemy. And this flesh, oh, you wait till I get done with this. You ready? Let's read Exodus, please, chapter 17. Let's read verse 8. Everybody, now I want you to watch. Exodus 17, verse 8. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. Notice now, notice that Israel's been delivered from Egyptian bondage. Yeah. Now then, they've got an enemy, which is Amalek, which is a perfect type of the flesh and the world. Right. Now watch. Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out. Now I want you to watch. And fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I'll stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. I wish I had time to just talk about the rod of God, the rod that was in his hand. Now look in verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek, and Moses and Aaron and Ur went up to the top of the hill. We know who Aaron is. We know that Aaron is the Aaronic priesthood. We know that. But this is the first time that Hur is ever mentioned in the Bible. And the word Hur is mentioned light, L-I-G-H-T. Now remember, they're fighting. They're up on top of the hill. And there's Moses, there's Aaron, and there's Hur on top of the hill. Everybody say amen. Now watch your next verse. It came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. So long as he had his hands up like this, they was winning the battle. Everybody do this. And as soon as his, I double dare you, give me a hand, one of them. I double dare you to hold your hand up there for the next 15 minutes. I double dare you. I know you could do it, but it's going to hurt. If you hold your hands up like this a long period of time, it's going to start hurting. Do this for a long period of time. That's okay, Bill. Now, I got to show you. Now, I want you to watch. Everybody get this. Moses on top of the hill, and as long as his hands was up like this, they was whipping Amalek, which is a type of the flesh and the world. Now, the battle is on down there. Now, I want you to watch. He held up his hand, verse 11, that they prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. So Aaron and Hur had to see that. His hands was heavy. Now, watch what happens. They took a stone and they put it under him, and he sat there on, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. Oh, dear God. They seen his hands going down, and they're going to lose the battle. So here come Aaron and Hur and held up his hands. Now, watch what. And on the one on the one side and the other on the other side, and his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Boy, I read that and I thought, I can't wait to get to Jordan. I want to preach for a little while on this subject on just, please hold up my hands.
Amen.
You don't know at the times that people have helped me.
Amen.
You don't know at the times that people have come to me and just, I mean, in 50 plus years of my life, that's helped me.
Amen.
I mean, listen to me, please hold up my hand. Aaron and Hur, it doesn't say whether they were big men, little men. It doesn't say anything about Aaron and Hur. All it is they seen that Moses' hands were down, and it went and held the hands up of the man of God.
Yes.
The man of God is so important.
Yes.
You boys, God bless your heart. You ought to get up here and hold the hands up of your preacher. He's so important, but the devil, he'll do havoc. He'll kill. He'll destroy. I thought about this. Went through my mind. I'm sorry to fix to tell you what I'm saying, but it's like, thank you, son. It's like a rampant thing. In the book of Revelations, and you can read that, and you can go there in chapter 12, and you'll find that it says the devil comes with great wrath, for he knows he hath but a short time. I'll guarantee you, everybody here knows somebody that's either got a divorce or fixing to get a divorce or are divorced. Do this.
Yes.
Don't tell me that. You don't know how that bothers me when they called me yesterday and told me about that brother, little old Kelly's daughter. You don't know how bad that bothered me.
Amen.
All of a sudden, it perked in my mind, my boy Nathan.
Right.
And I thought to myself, poor little old Kelly and Brother Junior, I'm telling you, if there ever was a time that we need to do this right here, is hold up each other's
Amen.
Hands, it's the hour which we're living.
Right.
The devil is trying to single us
Amen.
Out and destroy
right.
us. He comes with great wrath, for he knows he hath but a short time.
Yes.
People that's going through a divorce and they have disease in their life, like for instance cancer or like a heart attack, and young people are going through terrible things. They're facing things that we've never faced in our life. They need us to hold their hands up and say, God, drop a hedge around them and keep them out of this world, amen.
Right.
Wait till you have to go to jail. Wait till you have to go up there and see it's your son in jail.
Right.
Wait till you have to go see somebody that you care about, I mean, that you've known since a baby, and their whole life is destroyed.
Yes.
I got a boy. He used to, Kelly, I want you to listen. He listened to me preach. He would take CDs. We're talking about years, not CDs, tapes years ago. He'd want his mama to give him tapes of me preaching. And he'd go to sleep listening to me preach of a night. Just a little boy. Now he's grown up. I had the privilege. He asked me, would I marry him and his wife? He met this young woman, fell in love with her. They married each other. They had a little boy. Now then, guess what they're doing? They're going through a terrible, terrible divorce. Terrible divorce. Nothing you could do to head them off. Nothing you can do to try. Don't go file no legal separation paper. Come to the man of God and get thus saith the Lord before you ever go to the world to get an answer for your problems. I've got in on my knees lots of times and begged them and pleaded with them. Don't date that girl. Don't date that boy. Don't go there. Don't get involved in that. I mean, for whatever you do, listen, there's consequences to your deeds.
Yes.
Brother, sister, what are you saying? Don't you watch? I got to thinking about how when somebody says you've got cancer, that'll put you on the bottom. And, or when you're going through a terrible problem in your life. And sometimes, you know as well as I do, Job says that man's born of a woman, his days is few but full of trouble. Because you're saved does not exempt you from your flesh giving you a fit.
Amen.
If you'd be honest, some of us, we're having problems with it now. Let's go back. Notice that Aaron and Hur come and they held up the hands. I got to thinking about how divorce and death and a child. I got to thinking about disease. I got to thinking about heart attacks. I got to think about a hospital. I got to thinking about a man up here in the hospital. His wife has got COVID. He can't even go and see his wife. The kids can't go see his wife. Don't tell me that that wouldn't put you on the bottom rung of the ladder. Don't tell me that you wouldn't want somebody to hold your hands up when you're on the bottom rung of the ladder. Don't tell me you wouldn't want somebody. Amen, sister. Now remember, I'm preaching on this subject on please hold my hands up. I got to thinking about how the outward war, and we're all fighting this outward war, and sometimes it's an inward war.
Yes.
What I mean by that is, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, sometimes we need somebody to hold our hands up and say, keep on keeping on, don't quit, don't give up, amen.
Yes. Amen, that's right, preacher.
Oh, we need that desperate. I got to show you now, watch. Inward, people get tired and just quit.
Right.
People just... To be honest with you, I'm raising my hand. Have you ever just got physically tired, emotionally tired?
Yes.
Would y'all be honest, raise your hand. Physically you get tired, emotionally you get tired, spiritually you get tired.
Yes.
Sometimes you can come to church and you can sit there, you can be there, but not be there.
Right.
Bills is tearing at you. Some undue thing that you don't even know what's going on in your life. You're saved, going to heaven, oh yes. But I'm talking about emotionally and spiritually and physically. Sometimes we all just get tired.
Yes.
Jeremiah did.
Right.
Jeremiah wanted to quit.
Amen.
I won't even make mention of him anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, brother, sister, I'd never do that. You better be careful about saying that.
Right.
My grandpa used to tell me, an idle mind is the devil's workshop.
Yes.
It took me 76 years of my life to see what that even meant.
Right.
You get a lot of leisure time, you'll think things you never would ever thought.
Right.
Are y'all listening?
Yes.
You'll think things you never even ever intended to think when you get a lot of leisure time. You get in trouble every time. Say amen. I got to show you, please hold my hands up. I got to think about that outward war, and I got to think about the inward war, but then I got to thinking about how the warning, look in verse 11, everybody look in verse 11. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. Brother, America is falling apart at the seam.
Right.
Y'all better do this.
Yes.
You're seeing the demise of our country.
Amen.
As you sit there.
Right.
Did y'all ever get depressed? Let me tell you, I want you to listen to how I got depressed. I got thinking about I'll be 80 years old. That means 4 years, I'm 76, I'll have to put up with Biden. That don't depress y'all?
Yes, it does.
If something you love more than life itself, and brother, I love my country.
Amen.
And you see the demise of it, and you see the falling apart of it, brother,
right.
I'm talking about, I know you don't believe it, but that Buttigieg, that guy that they, that cross-dresser, whatever he is, that guy that wants to be, he don't know he's a man or don't know he's a woman to be a woman, and now we got to pay to have him to whichever way he wants. That's terrible. Say amen.
Amen.
I wish y'all nod y'all's heads. Don't you need somebody to hold your hands up?
Yes.
Don't you need somebody when everything's going wrong in your life, don't you need somebody to say, please help me?
Yes.
Notice in your Bible, they won the battle as long as Moses' hands up in the air. But the moment that he let his hands down, Aaron and Hur came and helped the hands of the man of God up. Now I got to show you this. Look in verse warning. Warning lights. Anybody ever done anything real dumb like me?
Yes.
Anybody ever sit up here at Kroger and you're going to turn into Kroger on 27 and you're sitting there at that red light and that red light, you wonder if it's ever going to turn? How many of y'all? I've sat there, and I thought, why don't they let me turn on, turn left, ain't no cars coming, say amen. I mean, there's no cars coming either way, why can't I just go ahead and turn left? Anybody ever do anything real dumb like this? And as sure as you do, a cop will come up and say, did you know you just run a red light? Warning lights are flashing everywhere. Mom is a warning light, Dad's a warning light, don't go there, don't get involved in that, don't do that. Hey, we're older, we're more mature. I told my kids, and I'll tell you, I'm 76 years old. All right, I ought to learn some things in 76 years. Will y'all agree with that? Just experience ought to teach us some things. But we're living in a time when people just won't listen. Amen, sister. They won't take the warning. Now, I got to show you. Now, watch. Where would you be if God had not raised up Jordan Baptist Church? Where would you be at tonight, right now, Brother Junior? Where would you be at, Miss Chris, if you had not married Brother? Where would you be at? What would you be involved in? Where would you? It's a good chance you wouldn't be in Jordan. A good chance. All right, what I'm saying is, they help the hands up of the man of God, correct? The warning lights are flashing, and we ought to be holding the hands up of each other. We're all in the war.
Right, right.
And I'm talking about, brother, we need each other.
Amen. Yes.
You boys, listen to me. I don't want to have to come down the road and visit you somewhere in jail.
Right.
You don't know how many times this has happened to me. You don't have a clue how many times this happened to me. I had a young girl ask my wife. I begged her. Her daddy was a real estate broker in Cincinnati. I begged her. I pleaded with her. You don't see that boy. Don't go with that boy. Unsaved boys have no business dating unsaved girls or vice versa. Ooh, okay. But I begged him not to even doubt her, not to date the boy. She went ahead and dated him. She got pregnant. She went ahead and married him. Don't you listen to this. She wouldn't listen to her dad, wouldn't listen to her mom, wouldn't listen to nobody, wouldn't listen to nobody. Can you believe 3 or 4 months after she married this guy and that she had the baby, can you believe those real pretty dresses that they put on these little girls, their real beautiful little ruffle dresses? Can you believe that sorry no count drug addict would take that girl's baby, the baby's clothes off and sell them for money to buy drugs? He left her, and now she of course, she's grown now and grown up again. She's married. But my point in telling you that they wouldn't have none of that happened if she'd have just listened to her mom and dad. Lord, it breaks my heart. Let's go. Let me hurry. So we find the warning. Where would you be at tonight if you hadn't been for the man of God? I hate to think where I'd be at or what I'd be involved in. Where would you be at tonight if God had not raised up somebody in your life? What, that Sunday school teacher that said, told you the word of God, or that preacher that told you the word of God. I'm talking about he is important and we ought to hold his hands up. I'll show you something here. Notice in verse 12 and 13, everybody, look in your Bible. But Moses' hands were heavy. They took a stone, put it under him, and he sat there on an Aaron, and Hur stayed up his hands, and one on one side and one on the other. Hey, folks, God is my witness. We're on the winning side.
Amen.
Did you know you don't have to let your flesh rule you?
Right.
Read Galatians 5, verse 17.
Yep.
Your flesh don't have to rule you.
Right.
Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Everybody asked me, Miss Chris, what was I going to do since I had cancer? I said, I'm not going to do anything any different than what I've done. I'm going to try to do my best to take one day at a time. That's all I've got anyway. I just live one day at a time.
Yes.
I can take anything just one day at a time.
Yes.
So we're on the winning side, even though that every now and then we might lose a skirmish, but we ain't going to lose the war. I done read the last chapter of the book.
Right.
Now, I got to show you. Now, hurry, I got to show you. What time is it? Still 6:45. So we found, y'all are pissed. Verse 14. The Lord said unto Moses, write this from a memorial in a book, rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, for he said, because the Lord has sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from what? From generation to generation. Did I not say that Amalek is a type of the flesh and the world? We're not going to get out of this war that we're in with our flesh.
Right.
You've got to learn to crucify the stuff.
Yes.
Paul said, reckon yourself to be dead unto Christ, but alive unto God.
Amen.
I got to thinking, Brother Bidden, this is dangerous. If there ever was a time that we need to hold up the hands of each other,
amen,
in encouragement, it's in the hour which we live in.
Yes.
Brother, some of you have got a gift of encouraging people.
Yes.
Some boys came to my house from Jordan the other night. There's 4 of them. I think it was 5, 4. How many boys? I love you boys. God knows I do. They come to the house. Brother Benny, the timing was just perfect. They give me a card and give me a gift. Listen, I love that card. I got it in my office. I told you it was priceless. But the timing of the Lord is just, I wasn't really down. I just needed somebody just to come in the house.
Yes, that took hands.
I just needed them to hold my hands up for a minute. They said I wouldn't let them go home, but they was going to go play basketball. We got to preaching is what we got. I don't know how you produce boys like that, but I know one thing, y'all done a good job. Keep it up. But what I'm saying is we need to encourage each other. Yeah. And in our churches, you may not know what's going on in their life, but you can get out of your seat and go say, hey, brother, I don't know what you're going through with, but I just want you to know that I care. What's wrong with that? Yeah. What's wrong with us holding up each other's hands when everything's went south in our lives? Sometimes a disease is called loneliness. Sometimes people give anything in the world to somebody. I want you to know that I care.
Amen.
Jesus said, by this should all men know that you're my disciples if you have love one toward another. In John 13. You don't see much love expressed in churches.
Right.
Some of y'all have fought the battles. Some of y'all have been down the road, fought the battles. And you need somebody sometimes just to hold your hands up and say,
amen.
Keep on, keep it on.
Amen. That's right.
There's something else. Let me show you this. We need each other to hold up our hands in prayer. I can do this. I can be a Aaron. I can be a her. I can pray more for Junior. I can pray more for Brother Billy.
Yes.
I can. I can do that.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
We can do that. We can pray more. The psalmist said, God forbid that I should sin by not praying for you.
Right.
Why can't we do that? Did you ever see anybody just all the time complaining? All you got to do is look around and see you don't have it near as bad as somebody else has got it. But we can do that. We can say, I want to be an Aaron. I want to be a her. All right? We can all pray more. We can all be encouragers more.
Yes.
We're all in the same battles. Amen. Sometimes the battle is just more intense on others than it is some. But I tell you this, we can do this. We can be an Aaron and a her. We can hold up the hands and just being faithful. You don't know what it does to a preacher when he looks out and he don't see the ones that he thinks ought to be that is not there. But we all can. Moreover, it's required in a steward that he be found faithful. I can do that.
Yes.
My wife says I got the determination of a pit bulldog, but I'm going to do that. You know, I've been on radio 32, 33 years. Let me show you what I mean. I'm ashamed of this. For years, I'd get two little dollar bills like this right here. For years. You know the little coin purses? Do y'all remember how the older people used to carry little coin purses? They snapped and they... I got two $1 bills folded up like this from two elderly women begging me not to quit preaching, not to quit. And I thought it ought to be me giving them two little $1 bills. And they sent them to me almost every Christmas, two little $1 bills. And I got to thinking, you don't know what an encouragement them dollar bills was to me. Sometimes I just put them on my desk and just do this. I think about what they were going through with, what those elderly people were going through with. I mean, sitting at home by themselves, no husbands, no. And a lot of times they say, I'd give anything if the kids would just stop by. I'd give anything if the grandkids would come by and just say that I love you, Grandma, I love you, Mom. We all ought to encourage each other, pray for each other, be more faithful and loyal to each other. Hold up the hands of each other. I'll tell you this. No offering plate.
Right here.
I put it right there. That's okay. I got to show you this right quick. Would you permit me to do this? We know that Amalek, we know that his race, we know that Esau was his grandpa. We know that. Now, I want you to watch with me right quick in closing. Go to the book of Deuteronomy, everybody, right quick. I want you to go with me. Book of Deuteronomy, right quick. I want to show you what God said about these individuals. Now go to the book of Deuteronomy with me, and I'm going to read to you. So we find the outward war is raging, then we find there's an inward war, and we need each other to hold the hands up. There's a warning. Hey, we're hold up the hands of each other. There's a winning that's going to come. Together they overcame. Could we not do more if we was all united together?
Yeah.
There'll not be these big eyes and little you in our churches.
Right.
You're more important than others. No, you're not. No. Now watch. Deuteronomy, please, chapter 25, verse 17. God said, remember what Amalek did unto thee by the way when you were come forth out of Egypt. Now I want you to notice what they've done. I'm reading verse 17. Deuteronomy chapter 25. How he met thee by the way, that is Amalek, he smote the hindermost part of thee. Have you ever thought about why did they do that? Why did Amalek kill all of the ones that was behind?
Easy prey.
Didn't have a hold in hand. Now watch. That smote the hinder part, even all that were what?
Feeble.
Did y'all get that?
Yes.
They need us to hold the hands up. Say amen. Amen. The feeble. And then watch this. When thou wast faint and weary, and he feared not God. Sometimes we almost get to the point of fainting, just giving up. But boy, when somebody comes and holds your hands up and say, I want you to know I've been praying for you.
Right.
Now watch, I got to show you this. Now watch. Look down in verse 19. Therefore it shall be when the Lord thy God hath given thee rest all about thine enemies round about in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee to possess it, that thou shalt not blot out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. Thou shalt not what? Don't forget it. Rehearse it. Remember it. Amen. Go back in your minds and remember all the time that somebody held your hands up. Can I tell you this right quick? My sixth grade school teacher was a godly man. Godly man. Joe Tom Edmondson. Did you know he had all the papers filled out for me? He saw something in me that I didn't see or nobody else seen in me. He had me enrolled to Berea College. Had me enrolled. All I had to do was get my mom to sign the papers, and I'd been going to Berea College. I was just 14, 15 years old. Now, won't you let, did I listen to him? No. But I got to thinking about how many times he would come to town with a big old end table Bible, big Bible, not no little one, but a big old coffee table Bible under his arm like this on Saturday. And I want you to listen to this. He'd say, boys, I've been praying for you. I've been praying for you. You talk about a man of God, and I wonder, and I'm hesitant to even wonder where I'd be at or what I'd be doing if I didn't have a sixth grade school teacher.
Amen.
Let me tell you what he done. 30 some of us in a class, he'd have every one of us to bow our heads, and I didn't have enough God in me to even, sometime I'd look, I'd peek, and he'd be praying, big old tears would be dripping off the end of his chin on his desk. And he'd call every one of us boys by name.
Amen.
Isn't that a sight?
Yes.
What I'm saying is he was holding up the hands of a little runny-nosed, snotty kid like me, a hoodlum.
Yeah.
Oh, folks, listen to me. Y'all have got a good church. Amen. But, boy, we need to hold up the hands of each other.
Right.
Need to encourage each other.
Right.
The song that we sang, it will be worth it all. Won't that be a blessing? Can you imagine me in heaven? You don't even want to think about it. I love thinking about it. Listen, boy, I'm so thankful that people help my hands up.
Yes.
I'm so thankful for people that encourage me.
Yes.
Brother Biddy, in 30-some years, they never did ever do that. They just felt led to do this. January 27th was my birthday. So on the radio, they put it on the radio that it was my birthday. I got phone calls, everybody and their brother calling me. And what I mean is that you don't know what a blessing that was to me. We ought to be busy holding the hands up of each other.
Yes.
Now, I don't know how God just laid this on my heart. I want us to stand, I want us to bow our heads. And I want you tonight, and you'd say, I'm going to hold the hands up of my mom and dad. I can hold the hands up for my preacher. I can hold the hands up for the leadership of the church. I can hold the hands up. I can be a better encourager. I can be a better prayer warrior. I can do that. I can be an Aaron. I can be a her. Boys, I want y'all to take this tonight. How many of y'all would come just get out of your seats and say, I can be an Aaron. I can be a her. I can hold the hands up. I can hold the hands up to my mom, my dad. I can be an encourager. Please tonight, if you're here and unsaved, don't leave here lost. Please don't do that. It's been a long time since somebody. Keen Hardy, God bless you, Kelly. We all can be a better prayer warrior. We all can be an Aaron and a her. They won the battle as long as Moses' hands up in the air. We're losing the battles. Anybody here tonight outside of me, and I got both hands raised, and you'd say, Brother Sisson, I want to be a Aaron. I want to be a her. I got both hands raised. God bless your hearts. Our Father, from the depths of our heart, we love you. God that's those that's listening, Lord, please touch their heart. God, please turn them around. Don't let them go that broad path. God, don't let them wreck and ruin their lives. God, please help us to see that our enemy is not the man of God. The enemy is not our moms and dads. The enemy is the devil, the world, the flesh. Please, God, tonight, we have the victory through Christ Jesus. Greater is he that is you than he that is in the world. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Bless Brother Betty. Bless his people. Help us tonight. May we cross the aisles. Bless these dear people at the altar. Oh, dear God, help us to see we can hold the hands up. We pray in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Come on, son. What page?
407.
While these folks are praying, you ought to get out of your seat.
Is your all on the altar?
You ought to come and just get the hands of Brother Billy and hold them up in the air. Say, Brother Billy, I can be a Aaron. I can be a her. Let's sing, brother. Come on.